With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the state is facing a massive winter storm.
It's a very severe winter weather storm that's going to be crossing the entire state of Texas. We expect the weather conditions to worsen, especially going into Friday. And through Friday, all the way through the weekend.
Now that storm rather will race across the Lone Star State and continue to dump a wintry mix over a good portion of the deep south and then head on up the eastern seaboard where heavy snow is expected through much of the weekend. House lawmakers rejecting a war powers resolution that would have prevented President Trump from sending U.S. military forces to Venezuela. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The House vote ended in a tie, falling just short of the majority needed for passage. It came a week after the Senate failed to pass a similar resolution. Two House Republicans voted with all Democrats for the legislation. The War Powers resolution would have directed the president to remove troops from Venezuela, even though the Trump administration told senators last week that there are no U.S. forces on the ground there. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Three protesters who allegedly led demonstrators into a church in St. Paul, Minnesota last Sunday have now been arrested. Well, the left-wing media reporting federal agents had arrested an illegal immigrant in Minnesota, which is true, and then took his 5-year-old son into custody. That is not true. The little boy is being cared for. The Department of Homeland Security Thursday was quick to point out this operation targeted the father, not a little 5-year-old. This is SRN News. Ten Commandments, back in court.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has heard arguments this week over whether Louisiana can require public schools to post the Decalogue in all classrooms. The ACLU and various atheist groups are challenging the Louisiana law, and most observers believe no matter what the Fifth Circuit decides, this case is going to the Supreme Court. Texas has a similar Ten Commandments law, and it also faces a legal challenge. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Justice Department investigating a group of protesters in Minnesota, those who disrupted the services at a church. A video posted on Facebook page of Black Lives Matter Minnesota shows a group of people interrupting the services chanting, "Ice out, ice out." Assistant Attorney General Tarmi Dillon has condemned the demonstration. She says a house of worship is not a public forum for your protest. This is SRN News. Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation has given Ford and GM a green light. Here's Bill Alexander with that story.
The federal government has given General Motors and Ford Motor Company conditional approval to create industrial banks that will allow the companies to accept insured deposits for vehicle purchases. The automakers have a year to set up GM Financial Bank and Ford Credit Bank. Industrial banks are regulated and governed like any other banking institution, but are more limited in scope.
Well, if you've ever wanted to own a cute, cuddly little rat, step right up. Animal rescue volunteers racing to find homes for hundreds of pet rats found in a condemned house in New York. Now, volunteers collected 450 domesticated white rodents from a home on Long Island. There are still 30 more, and you can have one. More details, srnnews.com.